Welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Under Standing Order 4.3, I have agreed that the issues to be discussed this evening should be considered as a matter of urgency. Item 1, any apologies or declarations of interest?
There's apologies from Councillor Michael Rice, Councillor Anya Quinn and Councillor McAvoy, just at the late notice of the meeting. They weren't able to get away from work. Councillor Roisin Hall has given apologies. She would have been declaring an interest, as being a member of one of the arts and culture groups locally. So there's the 4 apologies from Sinn Féin.
Yeah, an apology from Councillor Byrne.
Items 2 and 3 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Mr. Howe, thank you. The seconder. Thank you, Councillor. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 2, Financial Assistance Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Taylor, the following was agreed. To note the contents of the report and that a full review of the Financial Assistance Programme and procedures as agreed at ERT Committee in April 2024 will be carried out when call 2 has been closed. The reallocation of a portion of the existing Council's Tourism Events Programme budget to the tourist and events theme under call 1 of the financial assistance programme as set out within the officer's report. That the council would utilise council budgets across each directorate to a minimum level to meet the financial shortfall of the call 1 financial assistance programme. This will be actioned in the 2024-25 year, but the review of financial assistance will determine that the budget set at rates process will be the allocation available in future years. It is noted that this will only apply to call 1. We'll write to the Department for Communities to ask for any support they might provide to assist the programme themes within the financial assistance, recognising that Newry Morn and Down is an area of deprivation which has faced cuts in rate support grant in recent years. Officers will table a report at the SCR committee on the implications across directorates. Item 3, Single Tender Action Approval. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to approve the single tender action as detailed in the officer's report. And that brings us to the end of our meeting and my last meeting as chair of FC&R. Thank you, everyone.